ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به تخت اعلی.
In the path of the Imam.
In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Dear listeners, we are going to continue discussing Imam Khomeini's testament. In this episode, you will be listening to the Imam's viewpoints on the duties of the lawmakers and the responsibility of the nation and the body for vetting the qualification of lawmakers, Guardian Council, toward parliamentarian elections. Stay tuned, please. Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, with much care, scrutinizes the role of Parliament in the country and writes in his testament, "Among the important affairs is the commitment of the members of the Islamic Council Assembly. We saw what calamitous damages Islam and Iran suffered from the unrighteous and deviated Parliament since the post-constitutional era till the era of the criminal Pahlavi regime, and worse and more dangerous than any time during this imposed corrupt regime, and what destructive catastrophes and damages were inflicted on the country and nation by these worthless and servile criminals. During these 50 years, a bogus, deviated minority against an innocent majority caused Britain and the Soviet Union, and recently the US, to do whatever they wish through these very deviants and drag the country to decadence and destruction. Since the post-constitutional era, the important clauses of the Constitution had never been put into effect. Before Reza Khan, this was due to the vestoxicated and a handful of Khans and land feudalists, and during the Pahlavi era, by the bloodthirsty regime and its lackeys and vassals." Imam Khomeini continues in his testament, "Now with God's grace and the effort of the grand nation, the country's fate has been put in people's hands, and the lawmakers are from the people and have entered the parliament with their election without the intervention of government and Khans of regions. And we hope that with their commitment to Islam and the country's interest, any deviation would be prevented. I recommend to the nation, for the present time and future, with their firm resolve and commitment to the Islamic laws and the interests of the country, in every round of parliamentarian election, send lawmakers who are devoted to Islam and the Islamic Republic, which are mostly among the middle and deprived classes of society, and not deviated from the right path toward the West or the East, and have no inclination toward deviated schools, but rather educated persons and aware of the affairs of the time and Islamic policies." Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, writes in his testament, "Now that, thank God, the barriers have been removed and the free space has been created for involvement of all classes, no excuse remains, and it is among the great unforgivable sins to be insouciant toward the affairs of Muslims. Everyone should be at the service of Islam and the country to the extent of his ability and influence to seriously prevent the penetration of the adherents of the two colonialist poles, the westoxicated or istoxicated and the deviants from the great school of Islam. And they should know that the opponents of Islam and the Islamic countries, which are the very international plundering superpowers, gradually and subtly infiltrate in our country and Islamic countries and drag these countries to the trap of exploitation by the persons of the same nations. Then the Imam, addressing the ulema and the sources of emulation, writes, "And I recommend the respectable clergy community, especially the great sources of emulation, not to keep aloof from the affairs of society, particularly the presidential and parliamentary elections, and not to be indifferent. All of you saw, and the future generation will hear, that the hands of players of politics, following the East and the West, set aside the ulema who had founded the constitutional movement with much effort. While the ulema too were fooled by players of politics and considered involvement in the affairs of the country, and Muslims as out of their position. Thus, they gave the sin to the westoxicated and let the constitutional movement, the constitution itself, and the country to sustain damages which need long time to compensate." Imam Khomeini continues in his testament, "I ask and recommend the respectable Guardian Council, either in the present generation or the next ones, to fulfill their Islamic and national duties with full care and power and not to be impacted by any power, and with no consideration to prevent the laws that are opposed to the pure religion and the constitution. And I ask the members of the Islamic Council Assembly Parliament in the present era and the next eras that, if God forbid, some deviated elements with conspiracies in political play impose their membership unto the people, the Assembly should reject their credentials and not let a sabotaging affiliated element enter the Parliament." The Imam also, addressing the religious minorities, writes, "I recommend the official religious minorities to take a lesson from the eras of the Pahlavi regime and choose their MPs from among the persons who are committed to their religion and the Islamic Republic and not affiliated to world-devouring powers and have no inclination to atheist and deviated schools.